New heading, Gopher Delegation. There are basically two kinds of delegation, Gopher Delegation and Stewardship Delegation. Gopher Delegation means go for this, go for that, do this, do that, and tell me when it's done. Most people who are producers have a Gopher Delegation paradigm. Remember the machete wielders in the jungle? They are the producers. They roll up their sleeves and get the job done. If they are given a position of supervision or management, they still think like producers. They don't know how to set up a full delegation so that the other person is committed to achieve results. Because they are focused on methods, they become responsible for the results. I was involved in a Gopher Delegation once when our family went water skiing. My son, who is an excellent skier, was in the water being pulled and I was driving the boat. I handed the camera to Sandra and asked her to take some pictures. At first, I told her to be selective in her picture taking because we didn't have much film left. Then I realized she was unfamiliar with the camera, so I became a little more specific. I told her to be sure to wait until the sun was ahead of the boat and until our son was jumping the wake or making a turn or touching his elbow. But the more I thought about our limited footage and her inexperience with the camera, the more concerned I became. I finally said, "Look, Sandra, just push the button when I tell you, okay?" And then I spent a few minutes yelling, "Take it, take it, take it, take it, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it, take it, take it, don't take it, don't take it." I was afraid that if I didn't direct her every move every second, it wouldn't be done right. That was true Gopher Delegation, one-on-one supervision of methods. Many people consistently delegate that way. But how much does it really accomplish? And how many people is it possible to supervise or manage when you have to be involved in every move they make? There's a much better way, a more effective way to delegate to other people. And it's based on a paradigm of appreciation of the self-awareness, the imagination, the conscience, and the free will of other people.